Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. God only knows why. Welcome to it.
Alexander Rubian, yes. RecallSweeney.com, RecallSweeney.com, on the show today. We had a little quick sidebar conversation before we came on the air. We're conducting a survey. Would you rather listen to me every week or watch a parakeet open seeds?
I'd rather watch a parakeet open seeds. Actually, that probably would be very entertaining to this show.
I want to get some news out there. Alexander's going to be on the show chiming in. We've seen some massive donations coming in for RecallSweeney.com.
Thank you.
We want more.
Yes, please.
We're getting a lot of out-of-state donations,
it's
correct?
It's out-of-state. It's nationwide. From $5 to a couple hundred dollars, it's been fantastic.
Wonderful.
We'll take it all, even $5. Not me. I'm going to be donating money. I'm ready to write my check, and I'm going to be donating time. Also, what I'd like to do is when we have the volunteer days for people going down getting signatures for the petitions, anybody that registers and volunteers will get 1 free hour range time at the
fantastic.
Woodland Park range.
Awesome.
Okay.
If we could only have all the other ranges do the same.
Well, here's my challenge. Everybody that listens that belongs to other ranges, maybe we can get them on board too. They can put some advertising for RecallSweeney.com. Maybe they can kick in some kind of donation or whatever. One of things that we don't really have too much, we always talk about this, is there's no unity in our community.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
And, you know, rather than finger pointing and being doomsday, let's follow Timothy Knight and the rest of the guys and girls in Colorado, and let's get this rolling. You know, if we do really good and we're 99% there, then the NRA will jump in and donate money and take all our glory from us.
Yeah, they'll do that.
And you know what?
At the last minute.
I don't even care.
Right.
As long as we win, I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
You know? Right. But right now, all the yeoman's work is being done by Alexander, who tends to speak proper English, and he's educated, and he's kind of hard to attack. You're
not
vegan,
educated.
Correct? You're vegan?
Yeah, I am.
College graduate?
College graduate.
And he's a small business owner.
Yeah.
And of minority background.
Actually, I was, Sandy, thank you. You mentioned the Armenian Genocide last week.
No, it never happened.
And,
I read it never happened.
It never happened.
No, my father's side's from Armenia, my mother's side's from Cuba.
Hmm. So, yeah, it's
both running and fleeing from tyrannical governments.
Right. And it's happening all over again. Alexander,
yeah, exactly.
Right? It's 100 years and
this
it's happening now.
My grandparents are saying it's deja vu all over again.
Yeah.
This is, you know, when we talk about the campaigns that we're forming and our type of activism, this is something that my grandfather used to do with writing letters and having meetings. And he was doing this with a man named Fidel Castro.
Right.
This is why I keep emphasizing to people the days of writing letters, phone calls, and writing emails are over. We have to get these people out of office. They are laughing at us every time they open a letter and think that we are being effective and that they actually care.
Right, exactly. The this only thing missing between the New Jersey legislature and Fidel Castro's regime is a cigar and a green suit.
Well, they're smoking cigars in the back rooms.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. So, all right. So maybe just a funny looking hat and a green suit.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that would
Yeah.
It's the same mindset.
It's exactly. And then even Fidel Castro, my grandparents, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go.
You know, I didn't know how bad it was, but everything that they're doing in government today on the state and federal side, promising this man and doing the opposite is exactly what Fidel Castro did. Fidel Castro campaigned off of being a capitalist.
Right.
And the minute he got into power, he flipped on everybody and through his communist regime, my grandparents' doors were kicked in, guns were shoved down their, you know, in their face, and everything they
and
owned
told,
was confiscated.
Give me your stuff or we'll kill you
but
and
that's
your
Fidel
family.
Himself, yes. In principle, is a capitalist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the communists
everybody
under
else.
Him yeah. are his machines machine. That yes. he's been yeah. milking.
It's yeah. like Hillary Clinton. You know,
correct.
She was so poor, but she's now her husband makes multi-million dollars for a speech while she's the Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. It's none of this changes. Everybody, how did Sweeney? I looked at a picture the other day because we're trying to come up with a good idea for a T-shirt. Let everybody vote on this. I had an idea of Sweeney's face dressed up in a Joker's outfit. But
I like it.
I liked his his Rolex Oyster Just Date that he had on. Solid gold, by the way. And I wonder if a loading dock worker makes that kind of money because he's been bilking the unions for years.
No. That's a great – I want to know where is the money going because all the union employees that I know, they're not living the way that Sweeney's living.
Except Sean Brown.
Half of them are not even well.
Sean Brown. Sean he's Brown, living good. Yeah.
He's living good.
But the rest aren't.
Yes.
I'm reading about all these projects that he's been managing, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars. Where is that money going?
Right.
Why are
Well, it's
why
going
are,
to Camden for the gentrification of Camden.
Yeah.
And Newark, of course, for the rebuilding of Newark.
Well, it's funny how they can send troops, I'm sorry, state troopers to Baltimore now, but when it comes to sending police
to
officers
Camden.
To Camden, all of a sudden they're claiming there's no police officers available.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing
right.
with Newark.
And sure.
This is you know, the kind of politics that ticked me off.
This is New Jersey politics. And this would make Huey Long look like he was a saint.
You know, but going back full circle, Alexander doesn't fit the stereotype of a gun owner for the media.
Oh, absolutely.
He doesn't look
not.
Like he's a swamp
missing
people
teeth.
Or something.
Yeah, they stalk me on my Facebook. They see me cuddling my dogs and puppies and saving, you know, doggies here and there. And, you know, they can't stand that.
It's hard to attack him.
It's
got to
make them nuts.
It's hard to attack him. So
you see,
I think
the problem with
great.
The left is it doesn't, you know, you can get vegan left people who will, until they realize you're conservative, applaud you for being a vegan, right? And then once they find out, then you're a piece of shit.
Shit, yeah. Well, surprisingly, actually surprisingly, when I posted a lot of my firearm views and gun views, a lot of my vegan friends are for it.
Really?
And, yeah. I was actually very surprised. And
well, maybe we shouldn't be surprised, should we? I mean, we're just playing the same game that everybody else is stereotyping.
Correct.
And just
yeah.
saying that, you know, the conservatives are the ones who care about life and liberty.
I think you guys owe me retribution because I don't appreciate being discriminated against all these years.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You can cut a separate check. You guys can cut a separate check.
We'll work that out right now.
For reparations, you mean?
Yeah. This is reparations.
So I want to all of our listeners, I have a challenge to all the gun stores, sporting goods stores, and gun ranges in New Jersey. Jersey and other states. I want you to go in and I want you to ask the owners if they're supporting the Recall Sweeney effort, if they have advertising for it, and if they're going to send any donations to it. I'll read out the names of the ranges and gun stores that make donations if Alexander tells me that's legal or doable. But we need more support and we need more unity and activism. Unity and activism is key. Greg Z taught me that one.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron Sousa has a beautiful office building in Montville, New Jersey, with 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Visit MontvilleOffice.com and tell Ron Sousa we sent you. Guys and girls that are listening, yeah, we have to be very precarious here because Alexander, as the spearhead of RecallSweeney.com, falls under a lot of government watchdogs, and has to be careful on what he says or what he does. But I don't. Okay, so I'll be speaking for myself.
That's
and not
dangerous.
For him. Mm-hmm. Anybody listening, I'll be speaking for myself. So my challenge to the other ranges, I will call out the other ranges and gun stores that don't get behind this recall effort. I really don't give a shit, to be honest with you. So many people, Alexander will tell you, they're afraid to take a stand, correct?
Yeah, exactly. They're afraid of publicly stating their positions.
Because you've got literally the mob is Sweeney.
They're afraid of the retaliation.
Yeah,
exactly. Here's a guy that I testified against one of his ridiculous bills in Trenton 2 years ago. I'm running down the hallway. I see the elevator. I jumped in. Sure enough, Sweeney's there with his armed guard. And he steps to me toe-to-toe, puffs up his chest and goes, "You know I can legally carry a gun and they call me the Union Thug." Now, if that's the kind of intimidation that he
is
utilizes,
that what he said?
I can legally carry a gun and they call me the Union Thug.
So this is that answers really everything in the mindset of the gun banner, isn't it?
Exactly.
Number one, it is what's good for me is not but not good. You know.
So let's review New Jersey history since 68.
Yes.
We haven't been able to get a conservative majority. We haven't been able to get a conservative governor. We haven't been able to win with redistricting and gerrymandering. Right. So we've pretty much run out of everything. We haven't been able to do it through the judicial system.
No. Nope.
The state of New Jersey refuses to hear our cases, our right to carry cases.
Flat out. Refuses to hear him.
Okay, so what do we have left?
Right.
This is it.
The writing, like Alexander said, the writing campaign is bullshit because it doesn't matter. We stood outside. Thousands of us stood outside while they locked us out of the state house and couldn't use the buildings. The only sympathy we got or empathy we got from anyone was from the state troopers who they sent out to make sure we behaved ourselves. To protect us, yes.
And that we couldn't use the bathrooms and
they
gave us a sting.
Yes.
Let me give you another example of that. Joseph Kryan publicly at a meeting about a year and a half ago at some anti-gun event, whatever it was, stated that he received over 2,000 phone calls and emails opposing his gun bills. And then he goes, "Do you know how many I received in support of them?" And he goes, "Zero. And I still passed them all." Like proud of the fact that he stood up against gun owners.
Yes.
And
you're not a king, asshole.
Exactly.
You're
That's
a representative.
There was many people there to witness it, many of our friends included. So I'm not making this stuff up. So he's bragging about how he received 2,000 phone calls, letters, and emails. And he still shoved it to us. That's the mindset we're dealing with. Another story. I was with Chairman Sarlo after I testified in the Budget Committee against the 50 caliber ban. And I'm just stating these stories because I want everyone to understand what kind of government we're dealing with. And he came up to me after and said, and he has this squeaky voice. He goes, "Oh, you know the 50 cal ban? You were right. You were right." And I actually have it on video. My camcorder was still running and you can hear him saying it. And he goes, and I was like, "So why did you vote against me?" And he's like, "Well, Loretta Weinberg wants to get this through, so we did it as a favor."
Now, that voice so well.
Yeah, if you know him, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of government we're dealing with.
Yes.
They don't
care. Right.
They're doing favors for Weinberg. Another notion that's going around, you know, on the blogs and going on in the forums is, "Oh, we shouldn't do this because we're going to piss him off and he's going to give it to us worse later."
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Grow a set.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming anyway.
Yes, right.
I cannot emphasize that. Weinberg told the papers. It's there in black and white. I have the article. Once they have a governor in once they have a Democrat in as governor, they are bringing everything back with a vengeance.
Yes.
That she stated that in the papers.
Because we embarrassed her in the open mic night.
Exactly. It's not going to get worse. It's already coming.
Yes.
You better get ready or you better stand up and fight.
It's time to play an offense.
Exactly.
Because we absolutely positively.
Once, I don't understand why people don't see this. For once, the newspapers are actually writing negative things about Sweeney and positive things about what we're doing.
Right.
It could have been
Still posturing. Yeah. Like NewJersey.com still postures because they quoted in your article, they quoted. Then all of a sudden they took their own secret poll.
Yeah.
And everybody was, and all these little clips that they put in there were all anti-gun clips.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so how would you like to vote?
But for the NJ.com, Courier Post, and there was one more, the South Jersey something times, they wrote relatively positive stories about me.
Which
is amazing. They could have easily twisted the whole thing around
and
said, gun nut, NJ2AS president, threatening, doing this, doing that against Sweeney. But instead, you know, I took it back. You know, I learned how to work with the media so that they can't make those things about us and make those accusations and write those negative things. And they're actually posting things challenging Sweeney and his leadership, if you want to call it that, as the Senate president. You know, that's a win for us.
Right.
You know, never in the past five years.
It's a huge win.
It's a huge win. Every article for the past 5 years that's been in newspaper has always been strictly tilted on the other side, you know, supporting gun control, supporting Sweeney and all his cronies that support it as well.
You got to remember, this is a heavy Democrat progressive state. Mm-hmm. This is a government where Chris Christie could be considered a conservative.
Exactly.
Imagine,
It's unthinkable.
But you hear the passion in this guy's voice sitting next to me. Everything is applied into one spearhead
exactly.
right now.
Yes.
This is it. And it's embarrassing. If you live in this state and you haven't gotten off your ass and made a donation and
get
gotten ready to interview.
This, even just make a donation. Nobody's asking you to show your face and show
not
up.
Yet. We not are, yet. Though.
Well,
we are.
Eventually.
That's the point. I don't want to hear that you don't have one afternoon to come down to our rally. Tim Knight's going to fly out. We're going to have just a quick morning session. And then we give you all the hard work's done. We give you a packet with the petition, the names and addresses of the people you have to go knock on their doors, collect signatures.
And they're friendlies.
Like, you're not going to go to some hardcore Democrat that hates Republicans.
Right.
And we know that based on our voting record. All the hard work's done. And you come back, and then hopefully we'll have a victory celebration after the hard work is done. Don't tell me you don't have one afternoon. That's BS. That's
absolutely
a cheap excuse.
Or if you don't, then just pack your firearms in, pack your rights in, pack your ability to protect your family in, and just move the hell
move out
of the state.
Move out.
Greg DiBernardo moved from New Jersey to Georgia. He posted on the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page. He made a donation, and he guilted everybody else into making donations. He doesn't even live here anymore. Last week, we talked about Rich Wagner
from Colorado,
who made a donation.
Yes.
If you live
people
in this state,
people from Canada are sending in donations.
Right, better send a check in.
Exactly.
You better send.
Right.
I don't care.
A majority
of
Obama's supporters were $5, $2,
absolutely
$10 contributions.
This is real grassroots
at
stuff.
At minimum, go buy me a Starbucks coffee and send $5.
Right.
You know, if it was Dunkin' Donuts, it would be $1.99.
Right.
Let's make
McDonald's
is
a dollar.
Yeah, a dollar is McDonald's. Yeah.
Right.
But don't
and
give
we'll
us,
take a dollar.
Yeah. They already have the way that they want. But don't tell us that you don't have the time. Because when you get arrested for a hyper-technical violation because you didn't have something locked the right
because
way.
Because your antique firearm that you don't know anything about firearms, but you collect antiques, is in the glove compartment. Wrapped up in a rag,
yeah,
and then you're going to go to jail for 7 years,
or because you had to go to the bathroom. My range is an hour and 15 minutes away. I drive there almost every weekend. Sometimes I have to go to the bathroom. You know, I'm not going to admit to the fact if I do or do not.
Sometimes I got to pee every 10 minutes.
I got a small bladder, like a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
But the point here is
sad
that
aging.
If you get arrested for one of these hyper technical violations, and we know the list of people. You will automatically find the time to sit in jail for 4 months or for a few weeks and pay the tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees.
Guaranteed 100, you know? 150
grand. So don't
grand
make that cheap excuse. Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, look at James Colito. He lost his job.
Right.
You know, how many days was he in 18 jail?
18 days in prison.
All
days
because
in prison.
He stood up and said.
Yeah.
You know, because it was
a
technical violation.
Yeah.
A technical paperwork violation. Didn't cross a T, didn't dot an I.
And if you want
to go to jail
exactly.
for 7 years.
So don't tell me that you don't have the time, because if one day you get pulled over, like I had a friend of mine that was up in Bergen County, I'm walking by his car, he had a box of ammo in the back seat.
Oh.
And I'm like, what are you doing with a box of ammo?
Probable cause for a search.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And he goes, I'm not doing anything wrong, no big deal. I'm like, yeah.
Famous last words.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Freedom.
I didn't hear that.
Okay. Thank God nobody else did.
And this segment, that was bad.
That was bad.
And this, it's usually me doing
it's
that.
It's usually, yeah. You're a very bad influence.
I know. Thank you.
It only happened while I'm here, so it must be
I
me.
Know.
Yes. No, that's true. This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric in Bridgewater, New Jersey. You're a customer, client of his,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. I actually go to him frequently.
Okay, so Dr. Eric is great. If you or someone you know lives within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, check out Waldorf Chiropractic. He published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. He will improve your shooting. He's an NRA-certified instructor through Gun for Hire. He's also a donor to NJ2AS, ANJRPC, he's an NRA life member, et cetera, et cetera. Doc, don't forget to be writing a check to recallsweeney.com. I'm sure he'll volunteer as well, because we need unity and activism. It is the key. You know, talking about that, we're up to 65 people that are running the Spartan Race September 13th in Mountain Creek on Team Gun for Hire, No Shame.
It's pretty good, okay. And they're all running in full armor.
No, but we're going to get 100 people. We stop at 100. If you sign up, there's a discount code on the Facebook pages. It's only like $75 to sign up. That's all you're on the hook for. Gun for Hire will be giving you two shirts, one to wear during the race and destroy, and one to wear and proudly wear afterwards. Beautiful race shirts, competitive shirts. Plus, I will be making a minimum $10 donation per attendee to the Second Amendment Women's Group, the SOAR Group.
Wow.
Plus, I booked for 100 people a catering room with dinner for 100 people at Minerals Resort, which is a quarter of a mile from the finish line.
Great
so we
place.
Have 60, yeah, we have like 64 people already, so we have like 36 slots left. In the future, we'll be getting emails from everybody so we can get your shirt sizes and get everything ordered like the first week of August or whatever, get your shirts in. But if you're interested in it, it's on the Gun for Hire homepage. It's also on the Facebook page, Gun for Hire. And it's also on the Second Amendment Women's Group page. Click on the link, follow the registration instructions. We're going to have our own heat. 100 of us are all going to be leaving at the same time. I hired a professional photographer who's going to do stills and video before, during, and after, and the after party.
Very
all right?
Nice.
So
awesome.
You're on the hook for like $75. It's a beautiful
that
day.
A
we're going to be raising
out.
Money. Listen, I went from being 400 pounds to 220, and I've been hiking every weekend, and this is just the next thing. I'm not running the race. I've had knee surgeries. I have my left hip is fake. I'm bringing my nurse and my trainer and a bunch of other people. Yes, I am. And a bunch of other people are coming. Matthew Trimmer is going to try a knee surgery. And Paul Ramage also just started training for it. I've inspired a lot of people. I'm getting tons of emails from people. Andrew Smith, they're all sending me private messages that my 15-month journey has and inspired them to lose weight, either have surgery or start hitting the gym or eating better. I lost 17 pounds. I lost 20 pounds. I'm so happy that people are doing that, and I'm so glad to be the inspiration for so many people. So come out and show your support for the SOAR group, Gun for Hire. Just think it. We're definitely one heat, 100 people starting together, all say Team Gun for Hire, no shame.
That's going to be great. Yeah,
no shame cool, has a personal meaning for me, but for the team, listen, there's nothing to be ashamed about. If you have to walk the race, there's videos online of people running the Beast Spartan race in walkers, in wheelchairs, with prosthetic legs, missing legs, crutches, being carried by their buddies. Okay, let's just go out and have some fun.
Yeah.
Let's get dirty.
Hey, if you carry me, I'll do the race.
I'll carry you. I'll drag you. Now, this past weekend, I went on my second hike.
Yeah.
I went to Garrett Mountain. Kelly and I did the Yellow Trail, and we brought Winston with us.
What does that mean, the Yellow Trail?
It's a blaze trail yellow. It's 3.2 miles that goes all through Garrett Mountain Reservation here. Beautiful, beautiful trail. It's interesting because Garrett Mountain was packed with people enjoying the beautiful weather. We were the only two on the trail, and Winston. We were the only three on the trail. Everybody walks like
on
the tarmac.
Dude, it's Patterson. It's in a city.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know you're in a city.
I know,
but you get to the top.
There ain't nobody
in
the city who goes for hikes.
It was beautiful. And you know what? We had our gear.
They're at Starbucks.
We had our boots. We had a wonderful time. I got a ton of exercise in. It took about 2.5 hours to do the 3.2 miles. Guys and girls, the Great Falls of Patterson, Lambert Castle, and the Garrett Mountain Reservation is right there.
Do you walk by the Great Falls in that part?
No, not that part. No, but all of that is right here for us to see and enjoy. It was a beautiful way to spend the day.
That's by the old Colt factory, right?
Correct. Right, you can see where it used to be actually from the vista. We had a beautiful time. Again, Kevin Ryder, a shout out. My backpack, I have all my stuff inside. Kelly was carrying her stuff. It's just nice to be prepared. A little later, we're going to be talking about some rioting and everything.
Yeah, Kevin. Kevin contributed to that to the bug out bags situation on the.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a big segment coming up a little bit later on what's going on in Baltimore, coming to a city near you.
And I feel Alexander's frustration because I get shit from the establishment all the time, telling me to be careful because if this backfires,
shut your mouth.
Listen, I bleed NRA. The NRA jumped in on the Colorado recall literally a week before it was over when they saw it was going to win. They cut a check for $330,000. Yep. The win came in and they got in on all the photo ops at the end. Mm-hmm. I don't care. That's fine.
I'm sure
Timothy Knight, he didn't care either because they won.
Right.
And if people think we can't do it, they did it in Colorado. And this is what I'm going to repeat. If you could take the Senate president down, don't tell me that every other senator and assembly person in the state of New Jersey won't be shaking in their boots, especially the freshmen, and especially because we want the freshmen. We want to indoctrinate them now. We want the freshmen to start their political career knowing that the NJ2AS and the gun community is a force to be reckoned with.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay?
I cannot tell you how much negativity there is out there. People saying the same thing over and over and over again. Well, he's only one guy. You know, it'll still be Democrat controlled. That's not the point. The point is if you knock out a key individual, that doesn't mean we have to stop there.
Right.
Linda Greenstein is even more vulnerable than he is.
This is the beginning. This is just the beginning. The volley over the bow.
Mm-hmm.
This is saying, look, you ignored us long enough.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do what the founding fathers told us to do.
Alexander, what's happened in Colorado since they recalled a Senate president and another senator?
It's still Democrat controlled. And since then, not one single legislator has proposed any anti-gun legislation.
They're scared.
And the Democrats are actually working towards to repeal everything they rushed through two plus years ago.
Right. Right.
You know, they didn't turn Colorado purple or red. They're still Democrat controlled. You know, they knocked out their Senate president. Meanwhile, everything that I'm going through, which Timothy Knight warned me about, that people are going to be so negative, it's not going to happen, it's impossible, that's the same stuff, establishment,
and
all the people said to Timothy Knight until he won.
And then you have to understand, too, that the establishment also has a vested interest in keeping things the way they are.
Oh, correct.
You know?
Just because...
We're all members, we're all life members of the NRA, but let me explain something to you about associations. Associations exist because there's a boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep the boogeyman alive because that shuts off the money flow coming back.
I can't agree with you anymore, but my focus here is not to talk about what the NRA is or is not.
Doesn't matter. They're completely out of the loop.
You see there's a problem there. Like Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in this world. Go be the change.
He's quoting Gandhi.
Yeah. Oh,
Nothing wrong with that.
Quoting Gandhi,
I'm a gun nut. I'm a gun nut.
Quoting Gandhi. Yeah. I wish we had the music.
But here we are.
We have to play the music.
Again, we know
Mr.
that
Mr. Producer, play the music.
Listen, to try to unseat Loretta Weinberg is
a waste of time.
Okay, and a waste of time. The Senate president sends a message. This is a guy with gubernatorial political aspirations, all right? This will cut him off at the knees, and this will send shockwaves through the community.
Thank you.
It might even alter who our governor becomes.
Exactly. That's
okay.
Absolutely. Or the mindset that the governor who becomes has
exactly
at that point.
Correct.
They need to know
that they
are our representatives. We have forgotten that. The state of New Jersey really believes, and unfortunately, we've lived since 1968 under the indoctrination that guns are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that everybody who owns a gun, the only people who own guns are gangsters.
Exactly.
That guns are used for one purpose. All you have to do is read some of the threads on some of these posts.
Yep.
And see that these clowns come out of the woodwork with the same crap arguments.
Exactly.
If you want to call them that.
Listen, just because we're a minority or supposed minority, who cares what the numbers are? You know, the fact of the matter is that...
Hey, there's a million of us in this state.
But we've demonstrated, even on the worst blizzard possible 2 years ago when we had our rally then, 1,500 people still showed up. If those same people showed up to do our rally to go and collect signatures, it'll be in the bag. We'll have it done in one day. Imagine what that would do for legislators thinking next time they want to put their name on the bill. Our goal here is not to make New Jersey red, even though it'd be nice to have that. But people say, well, what's next? What do you do? Well, okay, I have a plan for that too. I have a 10-year plan.
Right.
There's 15 vulnerable districts in New Jersey that are Democrat controlled. These are districts that win by, 800 to maybe 3,000 votes. You know, in the Senate, there's only 8 more Democrat senators. So you want to talk about a long-term plan, we can work about that as well.
And the issue is, it's really not Democrat-Republican.
It's not.
It is about a constitutional conservatism.
Correct.
Or, let's put it this way, I'm a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a classic liberal. Leave me alone. Stay out of my life. I don't need you there. You provide me with police protection for which I pay a tax.
Mm-hmm.
You provide me with a fire department. Provide me with a first aid squad, which I will gladly pay tax for. Stay out of my business. Stay out of my life.
I made the mistake of going onto some of the forums to read some of these comments, and I just was blown away. First of all, on how much support there is out there for this, but also in the same breath, how much negativity there is. One individual saying that Sweeney is the name of the next governor. Thankfully, I won't be here. That is the most ridiculous
defeatist attitude.
Right.
Let me just tell everybody something. Governors run for presidency. So maybe 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Philadelphia Gun Training, phillyguntraining.com. Jose
Formerly
Morales.
Formerly of Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's in Philly in Garden.
He moved back to Philly?
Garden.
On Spring Garden. Not Spring Garden. No, he's with the Garden. He's on Spring Garden Street.
He's on Spring Garden Street, Philly Gun Training. Jose is right across the street from the Philadelphia Police
Firearms
Department.
Section, yes.
You want to just walk right out and go over and say hi to him, show your support?
Hey, he showed me pictures of his new digs, too. He's really got painting going on, 10 times the size of the other place.
God bless him. Yeah. So Philly Firearm Training. Two quick letters before we get it back into it with recallsweeney.com. This one's from Charlie in Massachusetts. Hey, Anthony, I'm in the car listening to an early April episode, and there was someone talking about shooting on the shitter class. That was me. They wanted to combine it with shooting at the urinal class. I think a needy we should call that class pissing with a pistol. This is another class we're going to have.
Class you
Charlie
have,
yeah. in Massachusetts. How about pee-peeing with a pistol instead of pew-pewing with a pistol?
Hmm.
Matt Trimmer. I know that most people would rather have more rounds than less. I'm one of them. But I'm thinking of getting a 45 long Colt 410 revolver to stick in my bag when I'm in the woods on my bicycle. Not a cool mountain bike. I got a little red trike. Laugh out loud. Anyway, which would you get, the judge or the governor? I would get neither. They're both junk. Just carry a 686 with 38 plus P in it. Come down and check out our rental, Matt. You're a member. He's a retired cop, so he can carry a gun while biking in the woods. But
what about snakes? A lot of people carry a
410 shoots nothing. Shoot a 410 at a target 10 feet away and see the pattern.
Yeah,
you're not going to hit anything.
Right.
Unless you're going to shoot birdshot out of it.
They do have little snake.
For a revolver.
For
like a
revolver,
38 revolver.
Yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
can do that. You can candy cane load your revolver. We have those guns here for rent. I like neither one of them because a combination gun does nothing right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a compromise gun across the board. Yeah. So forget that. So Recall Sweeney, SWENEY.com. It's not spelled SWINY.
No, that would be Sweeney.
It's Recall Sweeney.
We wouldn't want to say that.
Alexander's got some numbers for the naysayers, and I told him the people online, the keyboard commanders that are being negative, a big F you to all of you out there because we need to support.
Get out of your mother's basement and go to the rally.
I've gotten a ton of forum positive stuff on my post on the Gunfire Radio post that I post every Sunday morning, and a ton on Facebook, and a ton of emails, people copying me that they donated money and they're getting ready to donate their time for the petition effort. That's all I want to hear. To the naysayers, we're going to crush you like gnats we have to do this.
What you have to understand is those of us who are in public life understand that anytime you're doing things that make a difference, you're going to get crapped on.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And the more you get crapped on, the better off you are, because that's the advantage that you're getting. You're actually making headway. If you're not getting any kind of resistance, you're not doing anything at
all. Exactly. That's when you know what you're doing is correct.
So what kind of numbers you got to share with us?
So apparently people are having problem doing math, and I just want to emphasize that Sweeney doesn't win by 10 or 15 or 20% like Loretta Weinberg wins by 80%. I have the physical numbers here of the race. He got 54.8% of the vote in the last election against Nikki Trunk. Okay, if you divide 4.8 divided by 2, that's 2.4%.
And he won by 2.4% against an unknown
candidate. Yeah. Meanwhile, she spent about $200,000 on her campaign. Sweeney had $3 million spent in his campaign. Right,
and all union thug pushing.
Yep, just came in and dumped all this money with marketing, with ads, and everything. So for people to sit here and that comes out to being like 2,000 something votes, right? And you look at the numbers: 200,000 compared to $3 million that he spent on his campaign. I would love to hear anybody tell me that we cannot change that.
Absolutely.
You know, especially because we have a special election planned where the state allows us to choose. In Colorado, they had to plan it so that the election would not fall between a specific time frame between a primary or a general.
So when you dump him, mm-hmm. you get to choose who the candidate is?
Well, we're vetting candidates now.
Right.
Right. And their names will be on the ballot. The ballot is not necessarily who you wrote for, but there's going to be a yes or no answer. Do you believe Stephen Sweeney should be recalled? And you click yes. And then you pick a successor whose name will be on the ballot.
Great. So, which they didn't have the option. They did not have
they
in
did
Colorado.
Not have that in Colorado.
Wow.
I want to emphasize again, Tim Knight and the Colorado guys, after they read our laws, said they wish they had New Jersey
Colorado.
Laws
yeah.
because they would yep. do this every month.
Yes.
Things yep. that they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars fighting in court because their laws were so vague. It is crystal clear in New Jersey's recall laws. So I have to give credit to whoever wrote those laws because it's working massively in our favor. And something these progressives did right was a Rutgers group that actually sued the state because the law before said that you had to be a resident and a registered voter of the district that you're working on the campaigns. Now they this progressive liberal group in Rutgers sued, and in March of last year, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled that that is unconstitutional and that anybody from any part of the state can work on any campaign that they want. So now we don't only have to look for
That's great.
When yeah. I mean those individuals, it's called the circulator. The actual person holds the petition, knocks on the door and says, "Hi, would you like to sign our petition to lower taxes, to fix our school system, to fix our highways?" Whatever our message is going to be, that person actually has to be a resident of New Jersey. So let me just emphasize again, because a lot of people think that this is just a petition we sign online. It's not. We're going to have to come down. We're going to set a date. We're going to have the rally. Tim Knight's flying out. He's going to speak. We're going to have just a quick one-hour course just on how to knock on doors, what to say, and how to gather their signatures so that we're going to be abiding by the law. And then from that point, you're giving a packet with a list of names and addresses of friendlies, right? We have a list of about 55,000 people. We only need 34,000 signatures. So with that, then you're going to go off. We'll spend the afternoon. We'll go around. We'll circulate the petition. We'll knock on doors. We'll go to the Wawas. We'll collect all the signatures that we can. And then I'm sure we can get it done if the people
Absolutely.
Just get off
Absolutely.
The couch and collect the
now,
signatures.
What you need to do if you belong to a gun club in the state of New Jersey, you need to bring this up. Alexander, can anybody who's a member of a gun club get any information or some sort of flyers or something from your organization that they can hand out at their gun club? So if you want to take a slight activist role, you can go out at your next gun club meeting and you can mm-hmm. pass this stuff out. People at Central Jersey, people in where are some of Old Bridge, mm-hmm. how other gun clubs, Sure Shot, down in Bricktown,
Bangers,
Shooters,
Garden State,
everybody,
RTSP,
the bullet hole, all places,
Bob's, Butch's.
So I mean, come on, get talk to the owners of the
Red
Rangers,
Dot,
Red Dot,
Simon Peter,
yep,
Meltzer's.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of if we're going to recall our Senate President Stephen Sweeney, it's when we're going to do it.
Right.
Everything makes perfect sense.
Like we can do it now before we get steamrolled, because we will get steamrolled in 2016.
This is the thing people are saying. Well, we don't want to piss him off. We don't want to poke. It's coming
that
anyway.
Train has left the
Loretta
station.
Weinberg said
yes,
it.
Absolutely.
She quoted in the newspaper that they're going to bring everything back,
right,
plus some, the minute they have a Democrat as a governor.
Right.
So it's going to happen regardless. And I'm talking the police coming to your house to inspect your home to tell you if you are a suitable gun owner.
Right.
And
interviewing your neighbors. Interviewing your employer.
Exactly.
Inspecting what
it's
you have in your home.
Correct. Back.
Pulling stuff that you did when you were juvenile
correct.
Out.
Mm-hmm. So don't come up with this excuse that you don't have the time. It's one afternoon. If all the people that came to the rally, if all these hundreds of people that go to these meetings that we host – all came down for one afternoon on a Saturday. We're going to announce a date. It'll be 6 to 8 weeks out. Just come down. We'll do the rally. Go out, collect signatures today. It's a done deal. It will be a game changer for New Jersey and national politics.
RecallSweeney.com. RecallSweeney.com. RecallSweeney.com.
All right. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about how to keep you and your family safe during the coming insurrection.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
RecallSweeney.com, RecallSweeney.com. Please challenge any firearms, outdoor store, anything in the state of New Jersey and outside New Jersey to make contributions from the businesses, to show their support, to go on the Recall Sweeney website and request some materials that can be downloaded. Alexander's going to put some like an 8.5 by 11 PDF on the website so that the gun stores can download it or you can download it for your friends and family. It's very, very important. Something I want to discuss today is when we have these violent protests, a.k.a. riots, like what's going on in Baltimore, and we have a governor, a mayor that says, you know, we're going to give them a night to get the looting out of their system.
We got to give them room to express themselves.
I'm going to go over some bullet points. Kevin Reeder, writer, had given me some info, too. Number one, if you live in a city, you know, one rule would be to get out of the city. Even, like, if you see it's coming, go stay with the neighbor that lives outside the city. I know, unless you don't want to leave your house, but safety first, okay? The next thing is, let's talk about buying a gun. Obviously, the majority of our listeners are gun people, but friends and family that aren't gun people, a 20-gauge pump shotgun that you'll learn how to use and keep a case of ammo in your house locked in a safe, even if you're not a gun person, let me tell you something, that's money in the bank. You cannot beat that.
If you go back to L.A., the entire neighborhood's burned down except for the Korean neighborhoods who stood out there
Obviously, get training. You know, start with an NRA class. Take additional classes. Again, handguns are great. AR-15s are great. Anything is great. But bare minimum, I'm going to use Alexander as an example. He's got an next-door neighbor who's not a big gun person but is worried about civil unrest. Alexander's an NRA certified firearms instructor. I was his training counselor. He actually passed. He didn't even have to pay me off for anything. He did make me a vegan coconut cake.
Carrot cake, which was excellent.
Deadly.
Yes.
So, but what I'm saying is, he would tell his neighbor, "Listen, let's get a 20 gauge pump, Mossberg 500 or Remington 870. Let's learn how to use it. Buy a case of ammo, lock it up in your basement or your closet or something. And you know, better to have it and never use it."
Right.
Now, talking to Kevin, some of the stuff that you should have in your car and you should have in your home. Again, this is a partial list, open to suggestion and criticism. And
individualization.
My bag in my trunk has 3 bottles of water in it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a collapsible water bottle. I have the water filter purification filter.
Yep.
And Kevin just gave us tablets, which told us are even better.
Yep.
All right. I have a lightweight long sleeve shirt. I have a pair of those Columbia pants that have the zip-off bottoms.
Oh,
that
you called them faggoty pants when I wear them.
I call them faggoty pants. I have a pair of wool hiking socks. I have a gun for hire fleece. I have a baseball cap. I hardly ever wear a baseball cap. I have a $1.99 rain poncho and $2 pair of work gloves. I have a first aid kit, Mylar survival blanket. I have wet napkins. I'm wringing my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have hand sanitizer, but I should. I have a signal mirror, which Kevin made me get. I have two rolls of toilet paper. Sorry, but I poop a lot, all right? I have a survival knife. I have a Leatherman tool. I have an LED headlamp. I have two keychains. I have 10 glow sticks. I have some candles, extra batteries. I have that crank power charger for my iPhone. I have a couple of bucks in small bills. I won't tell you how much, but I have a couple of bucks. You should have between 100 and 500. I have an emergency whistle, and believe it or not, I have a roll of quarters.
Yeah, roll of quarters is great.
A roll of quarters is nice if you come across a vending machine you can't smash open.
Right.
And there are vending machines you can't smash open.
Or you could use the roll of quarters to smash open the vending machine.
Correct.
Yes.
I also have pepper spray. I have 50 foot of power cord, a bandana, a roll of duct tape, because you never know.
This would never fit in my car.
No, and the bag is literally a gym bag.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah,
because
a little
of Kevin.
Bag, yeah.
Yeah, I have some contractor bags. I have Ziploc bags. And non-lubricated condoms, because we found out last week's show you can carry up to a gallon of water in a non-lubricated condom. So I have this all in a gym bag in my car, and I have a similar bag in my house. My house bag has a machete in it, magazines that are loaded and everything, because if I got to run, I'm taking my Glock 19 with me.
Can you carry a machete in New Jersey in the trunk of your car?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay,
yes,
good.
You can.
Then I'm okay.
So I have that. Yes.
So basically, what you're telling me, just smash your back window, grab that bag, and I'll be set.
Exactly.
Pretty much,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I actually have I have three vehicles, and I have three of those bags.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
And,
perfect. Yeah, I've got one.
Let me tell you something. Better to have it and never use it. Now, those bags, I also check every daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
To see. Oh, by the way. Because
you
got to
change over your clothes, too. Like wintertime, you need,
I have energy bars in the bag, too.
Oh.
I have some good shelf-stable energy bars in the bags. Listen. It's better to have it.
Yeah.
If something should happen, if there's any type of unrest, if you get pinned, you guys that work in offices in the inner city, you could have a bag like this under your desk.
Right.
No one would even know.
Right.
You know, it says Sports Authority on it, or
right.
Jack LaLanne Fitness,
yeah, just don't
or
get
whatever.
A camel
you just never
bag.
Know. I mean, to give a perfect example to apply to your story, you know, what, 2 or 3 years ago, we had that earthquake. And
right.
Then, you know, I mean,
remember that?
In my office,
right.
in my
right.
office building in downtown Newark, the building started shaking.
Exactly.
Like, imagine just something happened and,
right.
you know, we were locked in our office for
right.
3, 4, 5 days. What were we going to do?
Absolutely. Or a terrorist attack.
Yeah, whatever.
It's coming, you know. You cannot keep your head up your behind anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that we have to learn to now grow a set and be active in planning for not only our survival, but also for protesting.
Yeah. Listen, September 11th.
Yes.
You're working in an office in Manhattan.
Sure.
Now you can't get out. Boy, you'd be thanking me for that bag.
Hey, those of us who lived through it, you couldn't get out of the city.
Adding to the list.
City,
you see how
yeah.
I said it's a partial list? How about 6 particle masks?
Right.
From Home Depot.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What does that really cost? Alexander and I, how about an extra set of glasses?
Yeah.
Okay. Sandy, how about an extra set of contacts?
For
absolutely. You wear contacts.
Yeah. And I have a pair
okay.
of glasses in there, too.
How
yeah.
about this? What a lot of people don't think, I have in a Ziploc bag, in my bug-out bags, I have 1 week supply of my prescriptions.
Absolutely.
I'm down to 2 prescriptions since
right.
I lost all the weight.
Right.
But I have 7 days in each bag.
Yeah.
So I have
carry,
21
well,
days.
You know, my
but you have stuff
my
to
go
keep
bag.
You alive.
I keep yeah, and I keep in my go bag all the time. I always have I have a 72-hour kit in my go bag at all the time, and I've done that for the past 30 years since I was in service.
Dude, I had an upset stomach at the NRA Outdoor Show in PA, and Sandy whips out his go bag and he opens it up and he gave me like Nexium or something like that, right? Because he had it in there.
Yeah,
it's
got a
true.
Pharmacy.
So now a go
yeah.
bag is different than a bug out bag. Sandy
yeah.
has like a Maxpedition sling bag because he takes medication to keep him alive. He keeps yeah. extra in there. And always. He has a couple other things in there. And he has a couple other non-prescription stuff. Quick clot.
Has a vegan medications. So.
No. Well, that's good. But again, like your girlfriend needs to have something like this in her trunk.
Yeah.
And you need to have something like this in the trunk of your car. It pays
you
in the long
don't know.
Run.
You just don't know. Until you've been through it. I was, in a former life, I was always in those situations where you just didn't know. And they dropped you into an area where you had no idea. You had nothing. And you wouldn't have anything for 72 hours. The only thing that I'm missing in my go bag that I wish I could carry, and if I was outside of the state of New Jersey, I would have a firearm and...
Correct.
And, especially in today's day and age. I mean, how many riots are there going to be just in this past year?
And right. Summer's coming. And,
summer's coming.
You know,
and
like,
this
what if
is
next
the
time
same
it's,
thing yeah. that caused 1968.
Yeah, and what if next time it's worse? What if next right. time it's a natural disaster?
Right.
You know, you think right. that's going to trump anything that of you see course. Going on today.
And you don't think that ISIS is watching what's going on in Baltimore right now?
Yeah.
Look at who they got in charge of peacekeeping right now. Mm-hmm. The Bloods, the Crips,
yeah.
and the Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
And this is who the mayor's office and police department are working with to keep the peace.
Exactly.
You know,
maybe 4 days after all the rioting was going on, now they're sending in the National Guard.
Yeah, right.
People are at the boiling point or over the boiling point now with police brutality or perceived police brutality because right. there's three sides to every story.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even going to go there. And it pisses me off that Baltimore hasn't released how this kid's neck or back got
right.
snapped.
Right.
You know, it this should have been addressed already.
And
this
is
and let's forget race for a minute. I don't even know the color of the cops. I know the kid was African-American or black. But the
I didn't even know that.
The mayor of Baltimore is African-American, the police chief, the majority of the police. So let's take race out and let's talk about police excessive force, brutality. I don't know what right. it is, but let's get this addressed.
MRAPs in the street.
But for the majority of our listeners that live in New Jersey, you're pretty close to an inner city.
Yeah.
And for you and your loved ones, if you have a daughter that goes to college in Montclair State, William Patterson, Rowan, or whatever, or Rutgers, she should have one of these bags in her dorm room,
right.
and she should have one of these bags in his or her car. Because you know they already have a refrigerator in the dorm room, they have an iPad, an iPod, and a Mac mm-hmm. Air, and a this
right.
thing, and a
right.
that thing, and
right.
you bought them $7,000 worth of electronic shit. Well, take the list I just rattled off, add a few other personal things in there.
And one of the things you left off the list that you carry is pepper spray.
I talked about it. I have pepper spray in both. Yeah. I have lipstick bodyguards in both of them, and now my hiking bag. I have bear spray.
What about how about the
wasp spray?
The coffee's kicking in. The wasp spray.
Nah, forget that.
No, forget it.
Nah,
Ooh.
Forget that.
No, if you, I mean, even from Knappen even said from a legal standpoint, you don't know. You want to carry the thing that's due for whatever. Wasp spray can be a real serious issue. Because you got to remember, it's a neurogenic sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, you could
so
really kill somebody.
I gave a partial list for the bag. Everybody, I would love to hear your input on other stuff.
Yeah.
Knappen will be here next week, May 8th. I would like to talk back at Gunfire Radio. I already have about 10 questions from people for Knappen. We might even extend the show
right.
if time permits with it. Are we ready?
No, we're getting ready.
Okay, because these are the things. I'm ready to fly, so I'm actually going hiking in Acadia. National Park
nice.
In Maine.
Yeah, you'll get it. You're going to eat some pine cones and
shit?
Yes. That's good.
Took Winston on this hike at Garrett Mountain,
that's
which
cool.
he
you
enjoyed.
Sent pictures,
some granola.
Which was great.
You can take some granola with
whatever,
you?
Whatever it takes. I'm just trying
I'm
to stay healthy. Before I talk about today's classes, Alexander, I want to thank you for
thank
spearheading
you.
This effort. Recall, RECALLSWEENEY.com. Get ready. Start donating. Let's see donations, please.
Yep.
Classes, Evan Knappen, next Friday, May 8th. Ooh. There's like two or three seats left. Sign up today. Emergency Medical Response for the RSO, May 3rd. Urban Pistol 1, May 9th in Easton. Trip Planning, May 9th in Gun for Hire. CPR AED, May 9th at Gun for Hire. Urban Carbine 2, May 16th at Easton. Basic First Aid, May 16th at Gun for Hire. Protective Cane, May 17th
Very
at Tenzi
nice.
Akali. The last class sold out. This one's 50% sold out. Protective Pen, May 24th, 10 a.m. at Gun for Hire.
Great class.
Urban Pistol 2, Easton, May 17th. Urban Pistol 3, Easton, June 7th. May 9th, a Saturday, May 9th from 10 till 3. Girl Scout cookies are back. If you don't want, they make a vegan Girl Scout cookie now.
I heard.
Do they?
If you don't want to buy the cookies, you can buy them and ship them to our troops overseas. I sent 50 boxes the last sale. So support those who support us. One more time, recall, RECALLSWEENEY. Sweeney.com. Go to your local gun store, sporting goods stores, yes. outdoor stores, bait yes. and tackle.
Talk to
Guilt
them.
Guilt them into doing it. Say, Absolutely. Hey, Gun for Hire's taking a stand.
Right. Right.
Let's do it.
Exactly. Let's do this together.
In unity, we will succeed.
For sure. Unity and activism is the key. I want everybody behind this. No finger pointing. Keyboard commandos, get off your ass. Stop complaining and start donating and volunteering.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, a.k.a. Yul Gibbons, Alexander Rubian, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, each one, reach one, go out there and do something about this. We can win. Say goodbye, Winston. We love you guys. See you next week.